This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. This first item is about suicide, so listeners, please take care. If you or someone you know is in crisis, please call 988. An Ithaca College senior died by suicide last week. Tyler Skirbo was 22. The Ithacan, the college newspaper, reports he was a member of the track and field team and planned to graduate this December. Campus officials notified the college community of his death over the weekend. Counseling services have been made available to Ithaca College students, staff, and faculty. A celebration of Skirbo's life was held on the campus Tuesday evening. His funeral will be in his home state of New Jersey on August 25th. Skirbo's parents are encouraging anyone with memories of Tyler to share them through the funeral home's website. A link to it is on our website, wrfi.org/news. A former golf course will be converted to a wildlife conservation area by the Finger Lakes Land Trust. The trust has bought 110 acres in Lansing on the eastern shore of Cayuga Lake. The property includes a former nine-hole golf course. The land has lakeshore, woodlands, and meadows. The trust announced the purchase was made in partnership with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC. Eventually, it'll be sold to the DEC and become part of a new 400-acre wildlife management area. A lawsuit against crypto mining company Greenwich was dismissed by a federal judge this week. The suit was filed by the environmental group Earth Justice on behalf of three local nonprofits. It challenges the renewal by the state of the company's water discharge permits. FingerLakes1.com reports the judge's decision says the case was dismissed for failure to state a claim because the permit was reviewed and approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The ruling left open the possibility to file a new lawsuit about the company's water usage. The Greenwich facility is along Seneca Lake, and discharge from it goes into Seneca and Keuka Lakes. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.